allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moment of silence for our service personnel and first responders.
Director Martin Stevenson.
Here.
Director Diana Morris.
Here.
Director Sarah Warfel.
Here.
Director Carrie Teacher.
Here.
And Director Robert Wood.
Here.
General Manager Calvin Lee.
Here.
Bruce Arlen, no one for one.
That's not on this one.
Okay, I got my book.
Oh, we have it.
I'll share. Okay, so consent calendar approval, none warrants, not a board contract, none discussion, approval of resolution 01-2316 in water standby assessments for your fiscal year 21-22. Need a motion? Do you understand the standby charges?
Yes.
I think you have an issue with it because you have your own well.
Yes. Put out of my PMI part.
If I wouldn't make the decision and something happened to the other well, then we're
Because we don't have that quote mutual enterprise between another party. that would have, you know, we would have had no place to get water from. And that would have meant lots of water from. So, I'll let you take it from here if you so choose.
Start with well number one. I'll give you a progress report. Production well one. As a review for board members that have not been advised during the flushing of well one to prepare for groundwater, prepare to groundwater to pass state mandatory water quality requirements during the flushing, the well shaft and pump motor froze up, thus tripping the main breaker. It was suggested by engineering that the district contact the legend to disengage the driver from the well shaft. This should free up the electric pump motor to operate without a load. The purpose for this exercise is to determine whether the electric pump motor was the cause or something down in the well casing was impeding the shaft or pole assembly from spinning. An electric pump motor operated with no issues. This now focused the issue on the casing, shaft, bowl assembly, and impellers. The well shaft is over 250 feet. Legend advised management that they will have to schedule for the crane capable of lifting the weight of this shaft. Currently, there was no progress report from the Legend, but I received an email from Legend, and they advised me that it would be 2 to 3 weeks before they would be able to obtain the crane to lift that, that weight of a shaft. So that's where we're at right now with well one. Any questions about that? Okay, well two. In the meantime, production well two had gone out of service. This is due to a ruptured plastic coupler that connects the plastic tubing to the Grenfell dosing pump. And Chairman Link has the ruptured connector on his desk. Sodium hypochlorite fluid system presents a unique challenge that can be overcome by using proper thermoplastic materials such as PVC and CPVC. However, this does not eliminate the fact of wear and tear on the infrastructure. In this case, the system includes a 50-gallon storage tank, chemical metering pump, pipes, valves, and fittings. For the rupture coupler connecting the tubing to the chemical metering pump, suffered a crack in the coupler shown on picture 8, which is on page 107, and the couple of that's being passed around. Under high pressure of the injector, it caused their sodium hypochlorite chemicals to spray out into the interior of the water well pump. This caused damage to the electric control and power sources. It also resulted in the well's soft starter, which stayed on top of the makeshift diffuser in the middle of the room here to malfunction, which over short circuit and the sodium hypochlorite dripped into an enclosed metal box containing these electric controls and power source. Again, as Chairman Link said, this restore of well 2 would not exceed $40,000. Basically what happened was when they first installed or built well 2 and well 1, they used interior conduits and not outside conduits, and that's why sodium hypochlorite dripped through into the control panel. So I had them upgrade to outside conduits, and that was why electricity that you see in all the tiles and components you see were contaminated with sodium chloride and so on. Mike and Greg Beebe from Tesla Electricity came out on the weekend. They were anticipating last Friday to have the new song starter shipped from Tennessee. And something happened and they were unable to ship it. So we all put our heads together and we said, well, one is not being used and that service is 300 horsepower electric pump motor. So I had them remove that and they reinstalled it as well too. And so that's what we have right now, and the current estimated cost to not only fix and upgrade well too, but replace or reinstall the soft starter they took from well one back there at that well site. And I think it's, they're estimating, this includes the soft starter for Tennessee, $17,033.
I have a question. What size motor is in well 2?
250.
And what's in well 300?
Well 1 is 300.
So, right, have you received the other soft star yet?
Yeah.
So, why not get a 300, one for 300 horsepower instead? In other words, you ever heard of 5F? You know, streamlined, plus, of course, streamlined, simplified, blah, blah, blah.
I don't kiss me.
Yeah, well, keep it simple, stupid means having all the same items and all the components so that you don't have it. You can have one spare that will do all five wells.
I can suggest that to test.
It'll be more cost in the first, in the end run, to have a bigger soft start. That's understandable. But if we have, because what I'm thinking of talking with the board about is in the future of having backup timing relays, backup, you know, backup components that can be. You know, nothing against tests or anything, but I mean, I waited 6 weeks for a 100-amp soft start cabinet at work, and I'm still waiting on another one because of the COVID. I'm sure you're running into this issue at work also. Well, this is a life, potential life threatening situation if we don't have water in the community per se. So we have a. If we can't change the other one, but we get a spare that is able to encompass all wells, because in the future we have those size well sizes that can simply develop them.
So there's no problem using the 300 on the 250 and vice versa?
The programming issues and more than anything else.
But they're interchangeable.
Yeah. Physical size of the cabin may be a little bigger on a 300 than if you want 250. But as far as the components actually will have a better endurance, per se, because they're not being packed as heavily.
Right.
If they're made just. And the problem with IEC standards is you have IEC and any kind of NEMA. NEMA is twice, and IEC, which everything is only about 15% or still 100% of the capacity. It's just a thought process. Talk to the electricians, see what they say. The other question I had was, so the cabinet, in other words, all they had was lock nuts on the conduit instead of having miter subs and all the hubs out the miter subs. So we're going to make sure that the cabinets are always good. The door seals good on the cabinets too?
It's all being worked on, and I'll have them, and then I also have the other wells upgraded too.
Okay. Because of this crack, it's basically just atomized into the air, right? Can we put some kind of shielding over the top so if it does rupture, at least it just sprays into the shielding and then rips off the ground?
Well, I have that on my list right now.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
You were a contributing factor to the following.
Oh, okay.
Your comments on the phone. Page 67, management is working on a procedure and hard work to prevent these damages from occurring. Temporary solution would be a nightly check when the production wells are running. In other words, that when I was living here in Galveston, it was just a second nature. I just went out, whenever the wells were running, I'd go out and check it out. Whether it was 10 at night or 3 in the morning. A little difficult now because of that, you know, it's an hour commute back and forth. But I may institute that temporarily. And the other solution that I'm looking into, which I'm going to thoroughly investigate tomorrow, and I'm going to take home the PSI gauge and proper connection, and I'm going to check on working on some kind of PVC device that I can not only enclose the injector, but each individual connection. But the whole deal is I'm going to see how much pressure it will actually lift up those the PVC configuration that I'm going to cover the coupler. Maybe you guys can picture what I'm saying. You've got this tubing and it comes out of the injector, and you've got this long, you know, a couple, 10 or 15 feet of piping that goes into the transmission pipeline. Thinking about designing some kind of PVC pipe that'll cover that. So when this spray, it's just contained, and it might just, you'll bounce the PVC pipe around, but it'll still not.
One week down at work where we have sodium hydrochloride, and I talked to the vendor for sodium hydrochloride, what they're doing is recommending the customers put this in electrical conduit, PVC conduit, because it has a sweep, 90 degree sweep, not 90 degree elbow. So you can actually run that poly tube, so you can run a piece of 2-inch, and you run it on the wall all the way over to the injector, and you have some kind of lead coupling around the coupler so that all of the tubing is facing. So if there's a rupture, all it does is run down the tube and drip on the floor.
That's the other indication that you're talking about through the tubing, but I want it to be clear. I want you to actually see what's coming out.
Well, maybe the problem is that the part of sodium hypochlorite, you need to find a clear plastic that it won't be affected by. So I have another suggestion when you're down to.
So that's some of the pre-planning, and of course we'll look at how financially impact, what the financial impact will be to the district current fiscal year budget. The other recommendation that we'll be making is every 6 months, when I used to do this, is replace each of the couplers and the injectors and the tubing, whether they need it or not.
That was another one, right?
I said, our conversation, you influenced a lot of it.
One more thing that I would like to invite you to investigate is putting a flow meter on this so that it exceeds a certain flow rate, because the injector nozzle only will flow so much into the device to plumbing. But the pump will put out way more than that. So if we have a flow meter after the pump, I mean right at the pump, it says we are flowing more than this much stuff that it
shuts it down.
Either shuts it down or sends an alarm, or shuts it down and sends an alarm. Shuts everything down because $57,000 by the time we do the rest of the repairs. It would be cheaper to write that into the SCADA program where it sends an alarm and it will text to you and or whoever that there's a problem.
You know what controls the injector the gender of the jewelry.
What?
It's a little rubber grommet.
That's obvious.
And that eventually wears off too. And the reason why they use PVC and not any kind of like copper or metals is because of the chemical reaction. And it becomes, you know, potentially toxic for human consumption. And these things to pop in water.
If you use sodium hydrochloride on stainless steel, the stainless steel becomes brittle and it's like fracturing, so you can't use stainless steel.
So that's one good one we use for PVC. So these are some of the considerations, and as soon as I complete the study, and for this webinar, I'm going to go through the budget and eliminate some expenses, so we can add in some of these other expenses. So we'll probably come to the board maybe in August or September, because don't forget, we got that MOU, and that's an impact. Maybe probably August, but anticipate by September, you'll have to revise budgets to consider.
So they do make a clear CPVC tubing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spears makes it. Looks like in all different sizes, too.
Well, I wasn't sure, but it's one of those things that you have to be something that's compatible with sodium.
Right.
When it changes state, it turns into chlorine, if I remember right. Is that correct? Chlorine, right.
Okay, any more? Also, we don't know if it's a soft starter that's causing this, or the new totalizer that's causing this at work too. But it used to pump 1,100 to 1,152 gallons per minute. Right now, I'm looking on the SCADA, and it's about 962 gallons per minute. It could be that I'll check with Tesla Electric to see if they downgraded the program to soft starter, or it could be the issue with the new totalizer. Electric installed. So I know it's only a few hundred gallons per minute difference.
Okay.
How about that? That's what's going on with that. Any questions about well, two? Okay, well, four. I'm asking the board to approve $200,000 to restore the level 2 or level 4. And again, like I said, Ms. Aguilar and I are going to go through the budget and pay some expenses. One of the things is current vacancy that we have open. That should take out the entry level field crew worker one. That would be one line item that we will eliminate. The reason why. We have redundancy where I have three production wells that was backing each other up. The whole purpose of it is because we have a 10-inch line that runs underneath the 10 on the railroad tracks. And the reason why I have one production well on the north side of I-10 and one on the south side of I-10 was in the event that freeway or railroad track collapse or some malfunction with that transmission line, you know, all our businesses and residents north of the 10 would be supplied with water, also south here in town. Well, we're down to one well. And the reason, and now we're, we have, you know, well two working together, but for a while, almost a week, we were down to only one production well. And so, I want to put well four back in service, and I have people giving us estimates on the cost. The only hard estimate that I do have is from Legend, which they are in possession of the company, and they are quoting $105,000. And that's not including upgrading the control panels, the electric, all the electricity and everything, and all the power controls, which is pretty dilapidated, and also put in a SCADA system in there, so it would be part of the remote control, and I can actually remotely observe what's going on there on the floor also. The World Floor was the third phase of our backup, and I have conceded to, if we had to use Well 4 as a last resort, you know, I would just come in and back to us, flip it on and make sure I came back in time to turn it back on. And this is very scary, and so that's what I'm asking for the board is to approve up to $200,000. And of course, once I obtain the other estimates, it will be an itemized figure for the board to consider. This time, I just want to know if you have a head nod and for me to go ahead and proceed and have the service to consider.
You're talking about 105, you say?
105 just for the pump motor.
Right.
That's not including all the SCADA and upgrading the control panel.
So you requested
up to $200,000.
$200,000. Oh, okay. I misunderstood what you were reading. All right.
So we need to know before we make any kind of a motion.
The budget?
No, we need to review the budget and see what we have to do with it, also what we have in our labor camp, and so on and so forth.
It's
not going to make a difference if we do something today or tomorrow. I don't think.
I just
want
to put it out there. Get some insurance to the board.
Yeah.
Consider it. If not, then it would just be a waste of my time going through this.
No, I
understand.
Well,
it
sounds good.
You
got back. You'll have to deal with that backup.
It's a well-wise. Is up there. Well 2 is their wrong machine. Well 3 is at...
Well 3 is at the end of the deal.
That's the back of the
center.
Well 4
is one of the large behind the outlet.
Okay, inside the parking area.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then well 5 is the one on Seminole, south of the east side of the
ocean. All right. You're here to make a comment, or just kind of hang in
there?
So we can decide the regular board meeting next time. We'll have them get information about the budget, we'll talk with Cindy, and all of that, and we can make a further informed decision. Yeah, in the next board meeting. Okay? So we'll table that part of that. There's no action. Discussion needed on the well on this because it's probably the element of solution and the information aspect of the whole thing. And for the most part, that's pretty much it. Do you have any other comments for the rest of this? Anybody else? So we can like share this. Do you have any comments, Amanda?
I just have one comment for Calvin. Do you get with Mickey? Funds allocated for Riverside County, and Mickey Valdivia. There's going to be some funds allocated for Riverside County, and he wants to know what the needs are for Capricorn, and including the Capricorn Water, if there's something that he can include that would help Capricorn Water. He asked me, and I was like, I'm not going to answer that question. So, yeah.
All right, I'll reach out to him. Did you make another one?
Because that was probably just part of the AMAC.
The MAC, yeah. They're allocating $5 million between
five districts.
Well, yeah, between the five districts. So they're thinking possibly a million's going to go, and then we have six in our area. Five. I'm small. So
yeah,
it's
they said the, it's going to go by whoever yells the loudest first.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a good yell we're having that well right there because of the potential of a catastrophic problem causing an issue with water.
Right. This would be something really good to bring up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of perfect timing.
Yes, it is.
So
we have, on well two, that might qualify for option insurance.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
we just discussed this last night, so we'll get some touches with some ASAP.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. Thank you very much. I know we keep you around or something.
We've got measures
with
another
idea. Insurance. Would this fall under our...
Yeah, that's... I just got to get all the estimates and submit it to the hospital for insurance.
Okay.
All
right.
Any more motions?
I make a motion to adjourn.
I second it.
Motion to adjourn the special board meeting at 3:30 p.m. on July 7th, 2021. Day 5, Director Warren, second by Director Kingsley. Director Peterson?
Are you running out?
Can you what?
Pick your drain from.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it's paid for.